I can't fault the lads, really. I thought they were super tonight. The effort they put in, the quality of creating the chances we did, you know. It just wasn't to be tonight. You know, we couldn't have that in that final third. No, well, the final 18-yard box, really. We just couldn't manipulate, away from the goalkeeper. The goalie has had a great night. I would imagine he won the man of the match. But we just got to dust ourselves down now. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to get games like that if we can't score the goals. We've got to, and that's why we're looking to get a striker in January. But I can't fault everything else. I thought they were super tonight, the lads, really. I'm disappointed for them and disappointed for myself because I thought we deserved to, you know, get something out of it.
As for the Villa goal, you can't give Benteke a chance like that, can you? Was it down to his athleticism or was there a Scott Dan error in there as well?
Well, you can't give anybody something like that, really. I mean, there were two or three things. You know, we should have put it in row Z and I thought then we should have closed him down before his shot. You know, there's two or three. But, you know, you've got to give him credit. He's a quality striker and that he's been the difference tonight, really, because I thought we handled him quite well tonight, but that one opportunity, and that's what top strikers do, punish you.
I believe you said that you weren't going to criticise any more referees because your wife would tell you off the fines you might have to pay.
No, I'm not.
But you weren't happy with a few of the decisions in the second
half? I can understand why he didn't give the penalty now, having looked at it, because he's in a poor position on the hour mark. And when Balazi crosses it, he's actually looking at the lad crossing it and he doesn't see the right arm of the defender pull Fraser Campbell back. It's only when he looks across after that, sees Fraser going down. So I can understand why he hasn't given it now. But, it is a clear penalty. But it's one of those days. You know, says he's sorry and we move on.
Before the game, had you told your players that this was a must-win match and that this was a winnable match?
Not really. I think we're full of confidence at the minute. As you can see, I think we're playing well. If we play as well as that and we come away with a 0-0 draw, you say, well, you know, we've done our best to get the points. But it makes it worse when you don't come up with anything. And especially after the way we played, you know, we played some really good stuff tonight. So the lads are down, but they'll recover. And now we have to go to Spurs on Saturday where everybody will write us off. And I think we can give a good account of ourselves.
You say you want to bring in a striker in January. Could you do with somebody like Benteke?
Yeah, you can't find me one, can you? I think everybody's looking for, we've been looking all season, really. I came in just before the deadline, and there are times when we're a little bit short there, and the chairman knows that. He's doing his best to help me to find one as well, you know. So we'll just keep going and see if we can bring somebody in January.
Was it just simply a lack of quality up front tonight?
Well, you can't say that. I mean, we might have had Benteke in our side and the balls might have gone behind him or in front of him too far or wherever. You know, you can't say that, really, Moose. It's one of those things that I think we just have to, work hard in the box and hope we can find somebody that can, just give us that little bit of magic.
You've had a good run of late, beating Liverpool here, going to Swansea and getting a point, which is never easy. So, I mean, this is just a blip.
Well, it's disappointing. You can't say, every game, when you lose points, you just got to keep picking points up and tonight, though, I thought we played superb football tonight, so it's doubly disappointing when you play like that and you don't come away with anything. I mean, it's criminal, really. Looking forward to White Hart Lane, especially if they're playing well now. If I was Paul, I think I'd buy a lottery ticket tonight.
Sorry, okay. Mate.
Thank you.
See you on Saturday.